"It is no longer enough," Behe wrote in 1996, "to consider only the anatomical structure of whole eyes, as Darwin did in the 19th century, and as popularizers of evolution continue to do today. Anatomy is, quite simply, irrelevant to the question of whether evolution could take place on the molecular level." Coyne was merely repeating Darwin's old argument, as though modern biochemistry did not exist. Another example of irreducible complexity in living cells is the human blood clotting cascade. If a person suffers even a minor cut, it is essential that a clot form to stop the bleeding and close the wound. Otherwise, the person might bleed to death. Yet, if a clot were to form in our blood vessels when it's not needed, that would cause death too. The clot itself is not all that complicated. But the blood clotting cascade consists of more than a dozen protein molecules that must interact sequentially with each other to produce a clot only at the right time and place. Each protein is extremely complex in its own right, but it is the cascade that Behe identified as irreducibly complex because all of the molecules must be present for the system to work. If even one is missing, as in the case of hemophilia, the system fails. University of California, San Diego biochemist Russell Doolittle, an expert on blood clotting, claimed in 1997 that experiments had proven Behe wrong. The experiment showed that if one component of the cascade is knocked out in one group of mice and another component is knocked out in another group, both groups lack functional clotting systems, but, Doolittle claimed, when these two lines of mice were crossed, then for all practical purposes, the mice lacking both genes were normal. He concluded, "Contrary to claims about irreducible complexity, the entire ensemble of proteins is not needed." But Doolittle had misread the scientific articles on which he based his argument. When mice from the two abnormal groups were crossed, their offspring were not normal, but lacked a functional clotting system and suffered from frequent hemorrhages. The fact that an expert such as Doolittle could come up with nothing better than experiments that actually support Behe's argument convinced Behe that there are indeed no detailed explanations for the evolution of blood clotting in the literature, and that despite Darwinian protestations, the irreducible complexity of the system is a significant problem for Darwinism. The eye's light-sensing mechanism and the human blood clotting cascade are only two of several biochemical systems that Behe cites to support his argument. But the most famous example of irreducible complexity in living cells, some have called it the poster child of intelligent design, is mechanical rather than biochemical. Behe ever so humble. The conclusion of intelligent design flows naturally from the data itself, not from sacred books or sectarian beliefs. Inferring that biochemical systems were designed by an intelligent agent is a humdrum process that requires no new principles of logic or science.